join the council and give out the tickets like we did for years. And that was all right, except that we were never part of the organization. Only the day of the festival. They have to be part of it and go out and, you know, get business in for the different things that are coming up. So if you get a list of names and have them be at the meetings, whenever you're going to have meetings, and you're deciding on something, listen to them. They've been doing it for years. I know one was for years, and there's plenty of people still doing it for years. That's all.
Okay. And Carol Bucko.
Carol Bucko, three very short drive. I just want to mention something that Frank said. Frank, we did have a private company running the events in the beginning.
Who did you have? I'm sorry?
Sylvia Allen.
That doesn't mean we had the right one either, though.
No.
Right, obviously.
That's why she had to be fired.
Agreed. I understand. In more than one town, from what I understand.
Okay, anybody else? Jim Parla?
Yeah, I'm just trying to...
Portland Road, I don't remember your name.
16 Portland Road, Jim Parla. I'm just trying to understand. Forgetting the money deal for a minute, you know, the $5 or whatever. The, if you're looking to become a better partner, is this board of directors of 21 people, is that different than what exists now? I don't know. So I don't know how it works.
Yes. Because at this point, the HB is choosing not to participate.
Different than the group that's in place now in the HBP?
Yeah, well, you said like the listed businesses and the properties, they were the same. A lot of this is the same that was there. The only thing I hear that I understand that's different is, you know, being able to tax just $5. But
well, the management,
the way this board of directors is consisting, a member of the governing body, planning board, resident, is that how it's set up now, or is this different? I don't know what's there now.
It's close. At this point, Carol would know better, but at this point, their existing board of directors has a council rep, it has a citizen rep. It does have these things.
Okay, I'm really slow tonight. I don't know. what is, how are you becoming a better partner is kind of where I'm driving this home. How are you?
Good question.
Where is, what's in here that's different? I'm totally confused.
They're choosing not to be part of it.
No, that's not what I'm saying. If you're looking to become a better partner with...
Who? Who's you?
The borough of Calhoun.
Highlands. We, the town, want to become a better partner with the District Management Corporation, who used to be HBP and Boulder. They sent a letter, they don't want to do it no more.
Right.
But if what mechanism is changing to create a better synergistic effect? That's what I'm trying to...
Can I?
Sure.
Our idea was this, Mr. Parla. When we came in January, obviously there was no more bid. So you had no business improvement district. So thereby you had no managing group, which would be the HVP, because you didn't have a district, period. We got a report that honestly, like Chris said, the letter tonight, the report surprised us a little bit. Not so much, we obviously knew there was flooding and condemned houses and da-da-da-da-da, but it had a lot of things on there that I didn't know personally you could do as a bid and as a group with the borough council. And what we're trying to do is do all those things. And what we're asking to do is put the ordinance back in place with a minimal dollar amount, because we see now that they might not need as much as they used to because they're fundraising. And then we're going to solicit a management group to run the Business Improvement District. I hope it is the Highlands Business Partnership. I think most people up here do. I don't know that it's going to be, because we're going to have a presentation of what we want to do, the exact goals and you know, what the direction the five of us would like to go. And hopefully they share that same vision and want to come along. That's the difference. I don't know that we ever had. I can, you know, I'm sure someone could pull out a piece of paper, but the reality, I don't know that we had a unified vision of everything we wanted to do step by step, meeting by meeting, to the direction we wanted to go as a group as far as the borough council and the HPP.
This is public portion, and I'm choosing not to speak a lot, but I do want to make it clear that when Mr. Nolan references the five of us up here, I'm not in 100% agreement with other members at the council table here. We've had a lot of discussion. I think they're clear on where we part company in the opinions with regard to this ordinance, but I just want to make that clear. Hand in the back.
Terry Messick, 85 Center Avenue, Grand Rapids. This management group, is this a volunteer group, or will they be paid? And this $5 assessment, I'm not clear on it. Is it the entire town, or just this list?
Just a list.
It's not my ordinance. I voted no. Explain it to them.
I think you should be advocating for your position, though, personally.
I can do that after public portion is finished. They're asking questions about this ordinance. It's a public hearing on the ordinance. The guys that push the ordinance forward need to answer the questions.
The assessment is just for the Class 4 properties, the business owners, the property owners. The Chamber of Commerce... My gut feel is that the Chamber of Commerce would have a different fee structure, and they would be able to, they would ask for donations from each business operator. And so that there would be, I assume that's how chambers work. So where we have 104 properties that get assessed, a chamber may have 300 members if they all volunteer to participate.
Or 50.
I'm asking this management group.
They are not getting paid.
They're
but it is an important, I mean, Frank alluded to it. It is an important recommendation of the DBAT report that the executive director of the District Management Corporation be a paid position.
Full-time.
Basically. I don't know necessarily full-time, but essentially a...
So would be a paid...
The executive director.
And where's that money going to come from?
From its...
From the budget,
from the assessments, and from the fundraising capabilities.
Correct.
And this is where the events really go to, running the events and that profit go to the District Management Corporation. And so that at this point, the HPP's position right now is, we don't want to be it, and we want to run your events. We're going to ask you for permission to run them one event at a time. And so... We'll move on down that road right now because the District Management Corporation doesn't exist. But at some point, the District Management Corporation is going to say, okay, we're going to run events, or maybe we'll let an organization like HPP run them, all right? It's up to that executive director of that group.
Okay, in the back.
Gloria, number 51 Waterwatch Avenue. Would not be, as you're saying... Let me just correct you, as I understand. You just said the executive director would have the right. Would not have sole right. It would be up to the 21 people on the board of directors to work with that executive director to make those decisions.
However their charter is set up. And that's a very key part of the DBAT report, is how that charter gets created. The council has an input into that.
Okay.
And so at this point...
You're basically looking to do your part that you really haven't been doing, per se. It's been flowing through.
Some of it, no question.
Personally admitted, because sitting up there in the past 3 years, there's been things that you should have been doing, okay?
But
we don't really talk much at home, guys.
When
the meeting started... I'll take my share of the blame, no doubt about it.
Share the blame, but now are you willing to step to the plate and do what you should do 100% by putting them to their feet?
That's why we're here.
I didn't realize, I didn't think that.
I mean, you don't, you know, come there and sit up here for nothing if you can't get something done. Because, as far as I'm concerned, as a taxpayer, if I'm voting you in, I want you to do something.
I don't know that you voted. I don't know that you voted, man.
Mr. Nolan,
I never asked her. I never asked her.
I am saying,
where is she? I want to make sure that that's what you're saying. Because I can't
get the gavel.
Yeah, I got to go to work. I'm going to get the gavel in a minute.
I could leave the room there.
No.
I don't believe that it sounds to these people that are asking these questions.
We better take turns.
That we're looking to do or be a part of the same entities that is really here. It sounds like Jim's question, I understand where he's going, I think. Sounds to me, he's asking what the difference is between them now in the past and what we're doing now. It sounds to me as if maybe the mayor and council didn't have their control with the bid, it sounds to me, and maybe now you're trying to step to it to make sure what should have been getting done gets done to help the businesses and taxpayers, because whether they want to say that they're paying for things or not, as a taxpayer now and not just a business owner and taxpayer, my taxes are going towards all of these events in one way, shape, or form.
Correct.
So you are supposed to be stepping up as the mayor and council, and that is the mayor and council, for my share to help make sure my taxpaying dollars are being used properly. So that's why I asked you before, if they go to run an event in this town without being this management group with what you want to run, are they going to be held accountable to have to pay their share? Whereas if I come forward, like I have in the past, for things that I need to get done, and I've had to pay my share as a resident to have an event in this town, are they going to have to do the same?
Well, we are very clearly reserving the right. I'm sorry, Anna.
What payments do we require? I mean, if the...
Well, if the police are going to be there 24/7.
No. I'm asking a question of the table. What are we requiring as far as payments from any organization right now
that conducts?
I'm asking the table. I'm not trying to be rude. I just want to. Are we requiring payments from nonprofit organizations that want to hold an event in this town right now?
What is events at the VFW, the Legion?
No, on borough property. Like,
I mean, if somebody comes in and wants to have an event in the park.
It's free. It's an application. If there's a gathering of 10 or more people, they have
but
to
are you supporting the police?
Administrator.
Permits.
But do we charge a fee for that?
No. Not for nonprofit.
I don't know.
Well, that's what this is. The HPP is a nonprofit.
Okay, that's fine. Then what if the nonprofits ask for police help? You wouldn't charge them?
Well, wouldn't you have to provide, if you give permission for the event, you provide whatever security is required for the event.
I don't, Lori, are you suggesting we don't supply the police?
No, I'm asking if you're going to.
She wants money, and I don't know if we can do that to one without doing it to everybody.
That's what I'm asking.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
If you do not make them a part of your group, and they're running this on their own.
Lori, they'll be a part of their group, or there'll be somebody in their place. There won't be two groups. You know what I mean?
Mayor, I can't say for school folks.
You know what I'm saying? There won't be an HBP and a BPH. It's not going to be like that. There'll be one group that's going to hold these same things that the HBP runs now.
And that give you the year.
One's not going to do the Clam Fest and one do the outfit. It's not going to work like that.
Right.
There's going to be one outfit running all the gigs, and the other one will just, they can exist. But, you know, that's how I see it.
School activities, they do pay for police officers.
What event have we had on borough property by a school recently that has paid anything? I'm not aware of any.
For school functions. School functions, they do pay.
Well, what example? I mean, I'm not aware of
anything. Well, you know, let me ask you before. Maybe you haven't had one yet come forward.
Right, Joe?
But as
you think cops at a basketball game, they get paid, right?
That was looking to do something, I guess you want to put it in non-profit.
Yeah. Who pays? The school pays, Joe?
I mean, Lori raises.
That's if they bring you to their property to cover something. I understand. Okay, I understand what the point you're trying to make. Okay.
But even so, like you're saying, Lori, if they have the bike race,
right,
and Joe has two guys scheduled that day per the schedule that he has, and you have to put four guys on. Somebody has to pay those guys, right? They don't go for nothing. Right?
In the past, that was
the garbage that sits out there.
So somebody has to pick it up, and if it's not the organization picking it up, it's the taxpayer.
If we're not in a partnership role.
Right, if you're not in a partnership.
See, and the other thing that we came in when we realized, too, Rick and I talked about this a lot, and I know we talked about it with Councilman Francie before we were sworn in, we didn't want the burden to shift to the homeowner directly who isn't paying for the events and maybe isn't going to any of them, away from the business owner who is benefiting from them. So that was another reason we looked at this too. We didn't want there to be a shift of, you know, direct fee to the guy who maybe lives on the hill and doesn't come to any events for whatever reason, to the, you know, from the person that wanted the events and was willing to pay for them. And you know, the other thing is too, if anyone sat here at the last meeting where we had a great presentation from the budget committee, the top five things they mentioned basically mirror a lot of things in this DVAT report. So it's obviously something that we should be doing, and a lot of people from the outside are coming in and seeing it too.
It's a thing, as far as I'm concerned, and I've been involved with it for a lot. It's a thing that has lost a little bit of its steam, and things started to be overlooked, and I think it's time to reel that in. You know, and it's on both sides, don't get me wrong, you know.
Right.
I remember going down Shore Drive and picking up all the garbage one time because the guys left it the last day, and Dave and I went and picked it up because that's what needed to be done because you're having thousands of people in the town. You know, that was a full day. But I've also been down at the Oktoberfest when there's nobody there and the vendors are coming and said, where do I park? You know, I'm just going to be here having coffee, okay? And you start got to start parking, and the people that are running the event aren't there for a half hour. Can't be like that, you know. It's just gotten, in my just my opinion, out of hand that way. You know, I believe there was a lot more volunteerism years ago. It's dwindled down because of the way things are run. It's not just an assessment or who's going to do it. There's a whole thing there. You know, you shouldn't have six people working 36 hours at the Clam Fest when you could have 36 people working 6 hours. It's just not right, and it's faulted, and it has to be brought back into what we expect and what's easy on all of us. That's how I look at it. You know, because we're all involved in it one way or the other. You know.
Okay, any other member of the public that has a question or a comment on ordinance O-10-4 creating the BID? Seeing none, we can close the public hearing at this time. Is there a motion at the table? At this time, to table this ordinance to another date. They want to put it through. Okay. Is there a motion at the table relative to this ordinance O-10-4?
I'll offer to move it, Mayor.
On for third and final reading and adoption is ordinance 0-10-4, an ordinance creating a business improvement district within the Borough of Highlands.
Okay. Third and final reading. Now I can entertain a motion.
I'll offer it, Mayor.
Is there a second?
Second
again. Okay. Any discussion at the table? I'll just state that I'm not in favor of this ordinance. Just to give you guys, I vote last, so I just want to give you that. I don't think you're surprised about that. We have a letter from the businesses. I mean, you can take it any way you want, but what I see is that there's a nonprofit organization, a large portion of the businesses are a member of that organization. That organization was established through the same list that's being attached to this new ordinance. Through their elected board of directors, they're telling us they don't want this. I understood that before we got this letter. I know I reported that at this table before we got this letter, and I'm going to vote no. Okay. Any other discussion at the table?
And I think I'm speaking a little bit for Becky, and I shouldn't, but at this moment we have talked about this, all right? And I have a feeling Frank feels somewhat the same way. This letter is an example of how a partnership is not working. This is, we're taking our ball and we're going home. And so I think we do need to move ahead with this ordinance, all right? And it's a tool for Highlands for business development. That's the way we need to look at it. This is not, in deference to Christian's comments, this is not about creating a tax. This is about doing a business development, all right? And Jim alluded to the concept, how are we going to improve the partnership? That's what we're here for, Jim. Really, that's what we're here for, is to make this thing work. And to some degree, this letter is not a partnership thing. And so I think we need to move ahead.
I'd like to make a comment. If there's so many people up in arms against this, where are they? I understand and I respect all the comments people made here about taxing and keeping it as low as we can. And I guarantee you we're going to do that. But where are all these businesses represented coming out here saying this is the worst thing you guys ever thought of? Same old story. Somebody write a letter, they didn't sign a name, they put board of directors, there's no other signatures on it, there's no one at the last meeting, there's no one at this meeting. How many calls did you get?
None.
I got zero. I got one call from Mr. Shields about another matter, and that was it. So
I got a call from Mr. Cosgrove,
right,
who was against
you. So you got one call, right.
Who,
that's
and
my point.
We talked for an right. hour, and I
and you
understand.
And I talked about it today. Right, absolutely.
But, I got a call to sell some raffle tickets.
If you got any, I'll buy them.
Any other discussion? Okay, we'll call.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Fransky?
Yes.
Mayor Lill?
No.
Motion carries.
Okay, next item is the engineer's report.
Thank you, Mayor. Valley Avenue Drainage Project. Shop drawings have been submitted. We have made comments and we're waiting on revised shop drawings for the lining material. The generator electrical work project, the plans and specs are complete. They're ready for final review. Once that's complete, they'll be sent to the borough for review, which we anticipate this week. They will then be sent to CD for their review. Once the review is complete, it would be advertised for bid.
Valley Avenue, any idea?
When to expect the shop drawing back? I would expect this week. I haven't heard of it yet. So I would expect, you know, momentarily. It's a quick review. Realistically, I think we're talking, at this point, probably beginning of March.
Completion date, roughly?
Completion is a short project. It's really...
May?
Yeah, no, Mr. O'Neill, it's a couple days.
Couple-day project.
Probably about a day or two to clean, another day to line, and it'd be over with. The issue with the liner was the material was too thin.
Too thin, okay.
Yeah, it didn't meet spec.
The flood reduction project, we held a project status meeting today. We discussed our findings resulting from some of the additional investigative work we performed. What we'll do, we'll prepare and furnish a document of our findings and recommendations for discussion with Mayor and Council. What I would recommend after the submission is that we hold a presentation at a council meeting. I would suggest probably the second meeting in March, where we can give a formal presentation to the mayor and council. Also, we have scheduled the pre-application with DEP for February 24th, next week. That's at 10 a.m. at DEP.
Item 5?
What's that?
That's for item 5?
Yes, Mr. O'Neill. Yes.
The Waterwitch Avenue project, the monthly report indicates we're in design. We've completed about 60% of the design. We're going to get some pavement cores to get a sense of the thickness of the concrete under the asphalt. We are going to televise the drainage system. Once we get that information, we'll finalize design.
There's sewer in,
there's
stormwater,
sewer and sewer and stormwater in addition to the roller.
You're going to look at both?
We're going to look at both. Mr. Helling, I'll talk to you later about this, but we'll need Oswald. You have them on a contract to clean the storm. We'll need that done in advance of the TV work. It'll save a little money on the other end if we get Oswald to take care of that.
Sidewalks on that street?
Sporadic. We're doing
repairs.
Doing repairs. We're not doing the whole thing on each side. Just where the sidewalks are in bad shape, we're going to replace it.
Right, because there's two or three houses there that probably all that really needs.
Absolutely, and then down the other end too, by Linden, coming up on the school side, there's a little bit of sidewalk down there that we're looking at that would need to be done.
Because the kids go back, you know, when you're living up on the project, you have to go down that hill to that corner to cross over, so that sidewalk has to be right.
Understood, and just if I could elaborate a little further, what we're going to talk about too is advertising it after bid, but then start construction after the 4th of July weekend. This way you're done with the school season, it'll be a short project, you're done with the holiday weekend, and then start it then, just as a less interference during the school time.
All the days the kids had off for snow, man, might be going into August.
We might have to start August.
I think 8 days my kid was off, man. Even he said, this is too much. That's bad.
What's wrong? Yeah, that's bad.
At the end of last week, I sent in a letter relative to federal appropriations for 2011. I just want to send this. We attended a seminar last Monday, and it's a short term. The deadline for any applications is next week, the 23rd. But I wanted to at least send it to you, make sure you're advised of it, and have a brief discussion tonight. But essentially, it's a program that's an annual program through the federal government there's three or four areas where projects in this municipality would be applicable. I have to say it's federal. It's highly competitive. We're competing against municipalities across the country. But some of the categories that would be, I guess, appropriate could be streetscapes, road work, sewers. Sewers are probably the most competitive. Things along those lines. I don't know if you've really kind of read the letter and absorbed much or thought about projects, but you know, it could be a road, it could be some sanitary sewer, or again, it's highly competitive. You may think, well, maybe it's not worth going for at this point. As far as to put together an application, it's probably about a day's worth of effort on our end to do that. So it is feasible. It is feasible to put something together in a short time frame.
How much is that?
$50, $100, right?
$16, though.
I'll give that to you now.
Where does it go, Rob? Go directly to the feds?
It's going to go to these are to Menendez and Lattenberg. Then they take it. They screen them. They take it for, and this process is probably about a year before we really know if funding is in place for us. So it's not something like, you know, every year we apply to the state DOT, and that's a process that starts in about June. We usually find out in November. This is about a year-long process.
What are the dollars you spend in that time? Just the initial money?
The dollars you spend are just the initial effort on our end to put together. The funds that, the max funds we'd likely receive if we're successful is about the $300,000 to $500,000 range. That's going to be the max limitation.
Could we receive funding for the flood?
Nah, it doesn't appear that that flood isn't meets any of the criteria. Again, it's sanitary sewer, it's water, it's streetscapes, it's roads, and there's other categories that really aren't applicable in our.
Well, we have some basins that are, you've already televised or something. We know there's problems with them.
Yeah,
we could throw something like that.
For sanitary sewer, we did basin two. In fact, the design's done. It's
shelf
ready. So that would be. That would be a good example.
That sounds good, yeah.
It would cut down on having to do something.
Yeah, you're investing with $2,000?
It's probably more like $1,000 to put together. It's not stimulus, it's just this normal program that the federal government has year after year.
What do you always say? You throw it in that basin two?
Absolutely. Because I don't see basin two getting done
any other way
right now.
What's the total cost of that?
Basin two?
$800.
I want to say it's in the, I think the construction dollar range was about $350,000, $400,000.
It kind of fits in this range.
Okay, good. I mean, I'm for that.
It's smaller than basin 8.
Mayor, if you want to do that, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. I was going to look at streetscape as an option, but I guess we can look at that later.
It seems like something that wouldn't have as much leverage on it, right? One's visual and the other one's health safety.
What do you guys think? I mean, you guys do this in other towns. What do you think?
I think sanitary sewer is something that's, again, it's health safety. It's the most competitive category, I should say, but it's health and safety.
So that's probably, you think that would be a better?
Yeah, and the other thought I have is with the DOT program, municipal aid program, there is a streetscape component, so that's another way to deal with the streetscape if you so choose at that time, too.
We have to do something with the.
For this one, yeah. You can do more applications, but again, it's, you know, it's a cost benefit ratio.
Yeah,
yeah. Get like a 2-for-1 deal, maybe.
Well, we're gonna go with what the majority of the table says.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Whatever you want, man.
What's the deadline?
It's the 23rd next week.
Do you need a resolution?
No, that could be done under the general engineering contract.
If you guys want to go basin two, I'll go basin two. Sounds like it's you know. We might get faster.
When you say streetscape, Anna, what are you thinking of?
I'm thinking we need sidewalk improvements. We need lighting.
Mm-hmm.
We need a better looking Bay Ave so that somebody might want to open a business there.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, the idea
and
of streetscape,
I think we really need to do that now.
The idea of a streetscape is to draw pedestrian interest and traffic.
Sure.
Absolutely. Make it pleasant to walk down the street there.
Can't we look for some streetscape money through the county?
Any dollars there?
They're a road, basically.
Right.
Yeah, my experience is the county essentially, their and say maintenance or improvement responsibility is inside curb to curb, essentially. Understood. Outside of curb, I don't think we have much luck getting any funding.
What's
or
outside of curb?
Meaning
sidewalks. Which is
behind the curbs. Curbs.
Trees,
yeah, they just come and they plant trees that grow up in 5 years and bust the sidewalk.
Right.
Right or wrong. Then they cut them off and they don't grind them out. Mayor, could I ask this Kitty question?
Sure.
Rob, why don't you brief the council on what's going on at the Ward Witch?
Absolutely. Or, can I just ask, is there an agreement at the table on the federal appropriations?
Yes. For the basin 8.
Basin 2. Basin 2. Okay. As Bruce alluded to, request I provide a summary on the Waterworks pump station. Bruce asked us to reach out to Reggie earlier today. Dale and I went to the pump station, met Reggie prior to the council meeting. He had to do some, I guess, maintenance work on the pumps.
This is the sanitary sewer.
He had to do some maintenance work on the pumps. One pump was jammed, he had to unjam it. In order to do so, you have to close the valve. So then you can pull out the pump, free the impeller of the debris that was in there and put it back in place. In performing this, he learned that there are two pumps. Each pump has a set of three valves. All the valves leak. So couldn't close the valves in order to maintain.
How bad did they leak?
Enough so that you can't unbolt the piping in a pump.
When I say leak, they're bypassing through the pipe itself, or they're leaking out the stems and the case of the valve?
Seemed like they were going through the pipe themselves.
Going through the pipes, meaning if a gate valve didn't close all the way, what happened is coming through. The check valves, same thing. They didn't seat right and coming through. So he had to call on pumping services for assistance to get these pumps up and running today. But the concern is if he has to maintain these again, which he will have to, how's he going to do it? So the immediate thought is you need to replace the valves, allow him to isolate the system should he have to maintain the pumps.
Right. Pumping services said they couldn't pull the pumps tonight for that reason, because the valves, they couldn't shut the system down to get the pumps out.
Is it in a well?
The pumps are in a dry well, and they have suction off of the wet well. And then they go to a discharge header. There's a valve chamber outside the pump station, which has a valve that Reggie believes functions at that point.
That's gravity feed there, right?
It's discharged, goes to the manhole, and then it goes gravity.
Right. It's forced main out to bay, I think he said. And then it goes gravity.
On the outside of the building, going out.
Yeah, it's forced main going out to, there's a manhole at bay and water, which then it goes gravity.
What's the dollar amount
of fixing that? Don, he asked pumping services to provide a cost proposal.
So we'll have that.
My thought is to get two others. Right. So my thought is to write, you know, a real quick RFP and send it out to two other companies so we get a cost. And then then obviously once we get those, we'll know how it sits relative to bid threshold.
Well, the second threshold that's more important, pay to play.
Correct, 17.5.
Yeah, so if you're gonna exceed 17.5, they're gonna have to comply with pay to play, and we can't award a contract.
Correct.
So 10 days after they provide the disclosure form.
Yeah, I was talking to Mr. Steve earlier, and the issue is whether we want to declare an emergency situation, basically, and then go from there in regards to non-bid opportunities.
Why would we want to do that? Is this an emergency? How long has it been going on?
It's functioning now.
But how long? Have any idea how long it'll last functioning?
I don't know.
Reddy said the valves were leaking for a while. He's known about it, but apparently today was the worst he's seen.
So it's not going to get any better. I mean, you're going to do a temporary fix, obviously.
Why would we not want to bid this work out? That's what I'm asking.
Well, I'm not suggesting that we do, but my question was, is it an emergency?
No.
And that changes, you know, how you would handle the situation.
I know. I don't like avoiding the bid process. I mean, you first of all, the competition keeps the price down.
I agree. If we formally bid it, then we don't have to worry about paying the price.
Right. In my own mindset, I was thinking, let's get the three quotes, see where they are, above or below the 17.5. If they're below, then that's really off the table, and we're fine. If they're above, then I would suggest a formal bid process.
Formal bid, yeah.
I'm more comfortable with that.
Yeah. Just
obviously, if it becomes an emergency situation, you'll have to tell me.
We can change that, right?
But just keep in mind that the bid threshold is $29,000. Okay, so they could get three quotes in 23, 24, 25, and we could still award as a quote as long as they meet the pay to play criteria and the council does a resolution.
Okay.
Or pay to play for who?
Pay to play for the contractor. No, they probably haven't, but they still have to.
Yeah, you got
to
meet the criteria.
Still got to do the paperwork.
Let me just interject here while we're talking about this.
Cover us, no.
It's very important what you throw into your garbage disposal, your toilet, or something that goes into these sewers. If you throw those, we have a big problem with those white things you keep by the sink and you throw them in there. They bind them pipe pumps up and they lock them up. You can't throw that stuff down. Anything, you know, other than what should go down there.
It didn't go in your mouth. It shouldn't go in the drain.
You know, it really does. It binds them up, and then you have problems. They break. They, where's the polish off? It's a nightmare. Anyways, sorry.
One, are these pumps, would they be covered under the EIT grant that the sewer authority is getting, of which Highlands is getting $250,000 or $300,000 or $400,000 worth of work out of? Can the sewer authority do work on these pumps, Rick? Do you know?
No, it's not their system. Unless, are they giving us some money, are you saying?
Well, no. They're bonding for $1 million.
Yeah, that's not for us.
I think it's only stuff with, that connects to
this is
our
system.
Towns, right?
This is station out of
their jurisdiction.
Yeah.
This is being pumped from Waterwich to the plant.
I understand. All right. Thank you.
It would probably be a lot easier listening to quotes if I did have that. Request from you formally. I could just hand it to them and say, this is what the issue is.
The RFP?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, let me draft that and provide it to you, or let me draft
that
it and get
tomorrow or
yeah, with the list of companies that they could be sent to.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Pumping services would be an installer, not a supplier of the valves, right?
They would essentially purchase the valves and install.
Installed.
And, you know, another one I was thinking of, Godwin Pumps, who I dealt with years ago, right. Similar type of company, right. And then one other one.
But it's not the pump that's the problem, it's the valves.
Correct, the valves.
These are 6-inch?
It was larger than that. I'm thinking they were probably, I didn't go down there, 8 to 10 in that range.
Yeah. All right.
I thought they were 10.
All right.
But you don't know. You don't. In actuality, you don't have to go to a pumping service operation.
No, you don't.
You get a pumper.
You could go to mechanical contract.
Sure, mechanical contract.
Right.
Yep.
So, Bruce, you want to solicit? You want us to get all the stuff to you rather than us solicit?
Yeah, okay. Bruce,
that's more than fun.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
You okay with that, man? You solicit? Mm-hmm. Some money?
I guess so.
That's all I had.
I'd like you just to come back to item 6. You have it as a. You know, fairly significant statement of work, but the reality is we're not doing anything.
No, we just kept this on here just as an ongoing notice. I mean, if there's anything else that comes in, we'll work with you guys on it. We just basically just kept this on here for informational purposes.
So next month we wouldn't see this work unless you did some work.
Well, we've kept it on month to month without doing anything with it. It's almost like just like a reminder. We can certainly take it all. We only kept it on for your benefit, just so you guys, just as a reminder, what's...
Well, I guess this represents work that you're doing or work that you think we should do or something.
No, just basically as the Army Corps suggests, which they haven't in a while. As they request information from us regarding the different areas, we will provide it to them. They haven't asked for anything in several months. So I could certainly take that off. We just kept it on just as a reminder.
Does anybody else? I mean, at this point, we're not... It represents that. I mean, as we talked about it this afternoon, I mean, they are, you know.
They're eons out.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we need.
We can certainly take it off. No problem.
Unless Frank or Rick, you were.
No, take it off.
We can take it off, and if something happens, we can put it back on.
Exactly right. I mean, at this point, we don't have a pending meeting. We don't have a pending deadline.
Absolutely.
So.
That's easy enough.
Okay. Any more questions for the engineer? Okay, so that puts us at 2010 Smart Growth Planning Grant. I think this is at the table for informational purposes. I looked at this, and it seems that it's a small amount of money. It's only $20,000. Some of the things that we would be eligible for relate to either the Open Space Committee or the Environmental Commission. So I think what we should do, and this is all open to discussion, is forward this over to the Environmental Commission and Open Space Committee, and then have them give us a recommendation back. If they have some action that they want to take that's within this dollar figure, then we can authorize an application under this Smart Growth Planning Grant Program. And if they don't, then we don't.
This is here because the Environmental Commission said it to us, to at this point, we are, as the commission is working on putting together a grant statement for a bike path improvement under this program.
Yeah, what happens with these is they come into the mail, and then they get put usually by me.
Well, we talked about it at the last meeting.
Good, commission. They get put into the box, and then they get dealt with by the commission, and then should come back here. Right. So,
the question, the next meeting or tomorrow?
Well,
what direction do you want to go in?
Yes, at this point, there's a March 31st deadline,
so we'll
and we're struggling at this point whether we can get it done, and we're struggling as to whether the council would authorize the engineering T&M, whether they could spend some money to create the grant.
Sure.
Just remember, it's a small amount of money.
Yeah, so.
So the relationship between what you're spending and what you're getting back is significant.
Did Steve contact you, Rob? Did Steve contact you?
Steve Selecki?
No.
He had said he was going to.
Right.
Okay.
We have
he really can't do that. He's got to go through us because they bill when we talk to them. And we need to authorize that.
Okay.
The difficulty is if every committee just goes to them, then the bill is out of control.
Very good.
Okay. He can certainly communicate with them, but he's got to do it with one of us.
And he did. Through me. That's the point. To get an idea of the amount of effort might be required.
Right.
And had T&M done any bike path studies in the past that they could build on?
Right.
I don't have any problem to put him or you in touch with one of our planners that could provide some historical information on what we've done in the past and conceptually a cost for an application. That's simple phone conversation.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so hopefully we'll hear more from the commission with regard to this. Okay. Highlands Garden Club request for donation.
This is an annual donation that the governing body, the Borough of Highlands, does pay to the Garden Club. And I'm looking for the council's permission. If you're still interested, I can process a purchase requisition.
Okay.
How much?
Steve, it's $3,000 they got, and they're asking for... In 2008, they had 3,000. In 2007, it was less. But in 2006, it was more.
Mm-hmm.
So, can we use clean community funds for this? Or not? I thought they had restrictions on what you can use that money for.
My gut feeling is no, but I also don't know exactly what the project is.
It's planters.
Yeah, I would say.
Planters.
I would say I would shy away from it.
I don't. Yeah,
say
I think
more
it's
in the guideline of the
communities. Well, what was the communities used for prior?
Garbage recycling information programs, education programs.
Earth Day.
I mean, it's education and garbage and recycle. That's what it's for.
Well, I would say their number one focus is probably education.
Yeah, and it gets thrown around as the source of funding for a lot of stuff, but it's not eligible stuff. Right. And I have a feeling that even though people think they've spent it on that stuff, Steve's not spending it unless it's appropriate to spend.
Yeah.
It's coming out of the budget, but it might not be clean communities funds. So do you want to authorize 3,000? You want to authorize more or less?
Do you have anyone here? Do they know?
I know Dodie's here. And,
Sheila.
I'll recognize
please.
You. Go ahead. And your relationship with the Garden Club?
I'm president of the Garden Club.
Okay.
Just like to mention, we have men that are members too.
Not Yes.
I know that. I just don't know that.
Well, you remember. You said that.
I remember. That's right.
I stand corrected.
We're not asking for what we want. We're just asking for how much you're looking for.
Well, I think we can ask for $3,000. I don't want to put anything more than what we really need at that time.
Okay.
Next year we'll be back.
Do you anticipate the business partnership giving you any money?
No.
Oh, okay.
We were the first to go. So
I heard that, but I just wanted to hear that from you.
No, they've been very good to us. We do fundraising too. We raise maybe just an estimate, maybe $4,500 a year. We spend a lot of money on those parks.
I know you do.
We have 56 street side containers.
A lot of work too, no doubt.
Yeah, we do.
And they have gotten an award for Edderly.
Yeah.
I'll go with 30.
Okay, so $3,000 or?
$35,000, yeah.
Okay. Do we need a resolution?
Mayor?
No, I could do it. I could just do a purchase
order. Want
to give them more? $3,500?
I would put on the formal record. I would take just a vote, at least a motion.
Okay, we have a motion for, and please state the amount.
$3,500.
Is there a second?
I'll second it, Mayor.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Nolan?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Mayor?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Steve, do you need any backup from the Garden Club as to how that money is spent in any way, shape, or form?
Not if you're just making it strictly as a donation to the Garden Club.
Great. Fine.
Okay, next are applications for raffle licenses. Both are for Henry Hudson Regional School PTO. I think both are on the same date.
One's for April 19th, and I think the other one was for the 17th.
Oh, I think they both say 17th.
Yeah, I think that.
Yep, they do.
Could those have been on the consent agenda? Did you have them in sufficient time? And it is a consent agenda item.
I could move all these licenses from now on.
I think, you know, I like to put as many things as possible on the consent agenda. This is not to try to push things through. It's to make things expedient. If we're all going to agree on things rather than have a separate vote, all in favor, we could put them on the consent agenda and get it done all at once. And, of course, you can always pull them off if you feel like you're going to vote no, or if you want to talk about it separately. Okay, so because it is a separate item, I can entertain a motion at this time.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Is that for both or for one?
Well, number four.
That's
for two.
I
was going to do for both.
For
and it is the 17th and the 19th?
Four and five.
The reality? Because it does. We have one to say both 17th.
Yes, 17th and 17th. You're correct.
All right, so we have a motion, we have a second. Any discussion other than what's already been? Roll call.
Mr. Nolan?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francis?
Yes.
Mayor Riddle?
Yes.
Motion carries. Then we have a
fire department
license for the fire department.
And then a social affair permit, right?
Yes.
I'll offer them both, Mayor.
Can we do both at the same time?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so we have a motion by Mr. Nolan for numbers 5 and 6 together, and a second by Mr. Francie. Any discussion at the table?
What is it?
It's a raffle license and
raffle license and a social affair permit application, and I think they are both for
April 10th.
April 10th, Earth Day.
Yeah.
Is it Earth Day?
No.
I don't know
if it's April 10th, but that means
April 10th.
Yeah. April 10th Day.
April 10th Day. Sounds good.
Sounds good. Any discussion at the table? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Nolan?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Mayor Little?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, next item is the review of a draft ordinance, extended hours for the sale of alcohol. I think we were doing this because there's a desire on the part of at least one business, maybe a second one possibly, for New Year's Eve, right?
Could we get the chief?
Chief, do you have anything to say about this?
Good, bad, indifferent?
No, the way it worked last New Year's Eve was that a business wanted to stay open. So ended up two businesses requested was their suggestion that they have to hire an officer.
Right.
You know, that was their suggestion. We had one incident. That was really it.
And that was New Year's Eve, right, Chief?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's till what, 5 a.m.?
This is the 5. I mean,
yeah. Well, this is until 5.
Wasn't that 5 a.m. New Year's Eve?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the claim benefits, according to Mr. Shields, is that the exiting of the place would now be spread out over a longer period of time. There would be less crush. Did you observe that in your mind? And that there would be less problems.
You were there, right?
Well, I said we had one problem at like 4, I think it was 4 or 4:30 in the morning.
They said it was close to the end.
Yeah, it was close to the end. Other than that, though, there was no problem at the other location either.
Did we get any complaints from the residents? Bruce, about loudness till show?
Did not.
It seems like on this draft ordinance, we have a choice between just setting the hours or requiring payment for the police officer.
That's correct.
Okay.
Or so other verbiage, if you would like. That's that kind of stuff. Yeah. I can give you one from column A, one from column B.
Didn't we want to do both?
I did. I think we should.
Well, I think the second option allows both, right?
Correct.
I read it correctly.
I don't mind giving them the time, but I think they should have a police officer.
Correct. Okay. So it sounds to me like you have at least two that want to go with option number two. What do you think, Rick?
I don't care. Whatever you want to do.
Okay, sounds like we got a consensus there. Okay. So I would say that this ordinance should go on. Do we need an action item? We need a motion or something? We're just going to put it on.
You can put it on for the March.
Thank you.
You can introduce it, and I'll just make the adjustment to the selection you want and email it over to you.
Time's good, but we want the police officer. You okay with that, Chief?
That's the way I marked it.
Yeah, we didn't have any problems.
Okay.
Good.
And then if we do, we'll bring it back to the table.
You don't need it, right?
Hey, Chief, did you get cash, or did you get a payment from the two businesses?
Whoa.
Turn around.
Wait,
you can't. Did you say that dirty
that?
Four-letter word?
I don't recall.
You didn't say a reimbursement is what he meant.
Personally, no.
I'm going to have to check the CFO and see if we got anything.
Did we send the bill?
Yeah, we made them pay before they opened.
They paid ahead of time?
I'm sorry?
They did pay.
Okay,
good.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we booked it through off-duty, but I don't remember the...
Okay.
I can tell you that I made them pay before.
Okay. There you go.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Let's do that again.
We get a lot of off-duty.
Can we authorize the clerk to do that again?
Yep, she's got to do that again.
Perfect.
Okay, we're on to minutes. I think, was everybody present?
Not all of them.
Did I miss something on the item?
We skipped over. This was an add-on. With regard to the letter
looking at the
wrong partnership, where they spoke about the
ordinance.
They also asked for permission to have the St. Patrick's Day parade at the park and on Bay Avenue on March 20th at 2:00. And they also are looking for the use of the police department and public safety officials.
Okay, I would at this point entertain a motion to approve that.
Yeah.
So moved.
I would entertain a second to approve.
I'll second it, Mayor.
Any discussion at the table?
No, this is...
Yeah, the only discussion... I'm sorry. The only discussion I want to have is at this point, the way we're doing that is for this event, and that is at this point, this is fairly informal. We should meet ahead of time. We should have an option to say no. Right now, they're asking us for approval on something that you can't say no on.
It's too soon, correct.
All right. And so at this point, the ground rules going forward need to change, and that has to get communicated to the HBP.
And the reality is that's why we do what we did tonight.
Correct. So,
bite the bullet on this.
Correct. We don't want to, at this point, we need the St. Patrick's Day event to move forward. The clam event. Clamfest is not going to happen the way this one did.
Okay. Any other discussion at the table?
Mayor, we do have the meeting scheduled for next Friday.
Yeah, I think it was canceled because of weather last
That'll
week.
That'll be the last Friday of the February.
That's correct.
What time?
10:00 with Mr. Hill here and the various departments.
Any other discussion at the table?
Is there going to be a council member at the meeting?
I might be available. I have to look.
Just so there's somebody, I think it's appropriate.
Nobody else around during the day besides me?
The event meeting for St. Patrick's Day.
When is
think I'm next usually Friday the only person here in the daytime.
2 days from now?
No.
Sometimes, yeah.
8, 10 days from now.
Are you really? That's a 2 million Jersey. Oh, are you?
Don't tell me.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I didn't know. Now I'm going to Okay, so any other discussion? All right, roll call.
Mr. Nella?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
No.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Mayor Little?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, we're on to the minutes. Was everybody here?
We were not there. This December.
Yes, both Mr. Nolan and Mr. O'Neill.
So you are going to abstain relative to regular and executive on December 16th?
Yes, Mayor.
Okay.
I'll offer it with that abstention. If
I'll
I can,
offer, I don't think else
I'll okay. offer it.
Offered by
Mr.
Mayor.
Francie,
yes.
Second? I think Mr. Francie has seconded. Now, do we do it all in favor or do we do a roll call on this?
I'll do a roll call
because we have the abstentions. Okay.
Mr. Nolan?
Yes, with the abstention on the 16th.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes, and I'll abstain on the 16th of December.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
And Mayor Will?
Yes. Okay, on to public portion. We have a list. Do you want to go get out of here?
Steve, take it easy, buddy.
Somebody please have a question for Steve.
Kim,
step up.
I'm opening public portion. First name on the list, Ron Dowling, 68 Fifth Street, Unit 1. You'll pass. Okay. Thank you, because it's 20 after 10. Don O'Callaghan of 29 South Bay.
I'm sorry. I just want to say thank you to Mr. Francie and Mr. Elling for contacting some of the residents in the Highlands about the implosion. Mm-hmm. Since I complained so vehemently the last time that none of us were notified and that I didn't hear the horns and I was napping and it blew me off my couch.
She exaggerates.
Until I get through the list. Okay, there's only a few more people here. Tara Ryan of 17 Ocean Street.
She left.
Oh, okay. Jim Parla, 16 Portland Road.
Yep, one quick question. Rick, you voted no on St. Patrick's Day parade.
I like the parade. I don't like what happened, that's all. That it just came now. We just discussed that.
Oh, that's I got all. You, I got you.
And I'm going to try to go to that meeting and state that.
Thank you.
Irish. Rick O'Neill.
It's going to be some meeting, let me tell you.
Michelle Cazula of 115 Highland Ave. She left. Carol Buckle, 330 Shore Drive.
I just have a little suggestion that you might want to look into. There's been talk about a new borough hall. Did you think about the church, renovating, buying and renovating the church rather than going to expense of building a new Borough Hall. Also, good Borough Hall would be the elementary school. We have 140 students there, and according to the paper the other day, last year, or the year before, we paid $19,001 per student. The state average is $13,000.
Projected next year is 22.
Yeah,
23 now.
23?
So, you know, maybe you ought to get on the Board of Education and say, you know, let's do something here. Because I'm sure they could all fit at Henry Hudson, but I really wouldn't want
a little bit there. Isn't it illegal? K-12 in the same building.
Some schools have that.
They do? Fantastic.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your comments.
And the library can be here.
In the same building, right. Okay. That's the last name on the list for public portion, so I'll close public portion. I know Mr. Francy wanted to...
I'm not on the list, but can I make a comment?
I guess so. We like everybody to sign up so that we can... Go ahead.
Okay, what has to do with the explosions on the roof, and I just heard that there will be another one Friday. And it takes...
What's your address, Arnie? I'm sorry.
50 Ballard Street.
We'll get specific tomorrow. We'll do a TV.
Implosions. Okay, now I promised Mr. Francy he could say something about implosions. Go ahead.
Relative to putting the implosions on 911, the reality is they are not an emergency. It's a planned event, and it has no significant threat. And I know Donnie might feel differently, but that's our judgment, which is why we're not doing it on the 911. And the reality is, Arnie, at this point, they have been remarkably imprecise on their schedules. Today it's Friday, Friday it'll be Monday, Monday becomes Tuesday, 12 o'clock becomes 3 o'clock, becomes 5 o'clock. So we are talking about short interval scheduling. The first implosion was held up for 20 minutes because a seal went by.
Is that right, yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, at this point they were down to, they had blown the 2-minute whistle. And all of a sudden, you hear the squawk on the radios, seal, 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 and they stopped it and delayed it a half hour. So,
all right.
Anyway, thank you.
I'll look for adjournment.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're done.